You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right. I want to get to the people. We can't do the ticket text right now because David is communicating down the line. So here's what I'd like to do. I've asked the question. Rico and I are focused on Monday Night Football. Today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow. I mean, I don't have any pressure with the Tigers. I feel a ton of pressure with the Lions. I've given you the reasons why. I want to know if that's where you are. And if you disagree and you're more amped about the Tigers, I'm not mad. It was just interesting hearing the better part of 8 hours of radio where people aren't ignoring the Lions, but it's like, how long are we going to sit here clutching our sack about the Tigers when the game is tonight? Like, we've done the euphoria radio. We did it all last week. Mm-hmm. Go play the damn game and let's see what we got. I mean, tonight, this is, to me, you should be nervous. Based on how the NFL's been early in the year, based on the fact you've already dropped a home game to a playoff team, and based on the fact the Minnesota Vikings look like they are absolutely legit. Oh, and you'd be 3 games behind the Seahawks if you lose tonight. Tiebreaker plus two. So let's get to the people. I want to see where you're at. And if you are not into it and you're like, no, Tigers are playoff. Hey, man, I'm not mad at you. I just don't understand it. Let's go to Brandon. Lead things off on a Monday Night Football Monday. What do you got, Brando?
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing?
Good, hey, Brandon. What's up?
So the Lions, I did not know this against the Seahawks. We are 1-9 in the last 10 matchups against them. I don't know what Seattle knows what the Lions do, but I think that is the most concerning thing. And, Mike, I agree with you 100%. This is a huge thing. Minnesota's defense looks like the number one defense in the league. And I think, you know, the Tigers are just the pleasure that we get on the side. But the main appetizer is this Monday Night Football game tonight.
Exactly. I mean, Brandon, that's where I'm at. But it's just been interesting because maybe people weren't really paying attention until the last couple of days with the Tigers. Or look, football takes up all the oxygen in the room. I mean, well, the reality is if you, Brandon, if you go around to your friends, and you ask them their favorite sport, I'd imagine 3 out of every 4 are going to say football, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, like, I can attest to that because you had people at the ballpark. I heard that story. I don't know if it was on the ticket, but people were bringing cash to the game still and didn't even realize that it's been cashless for the last 5 years.
Right. They had their first sellout weekend of the season on the last weekend of the season. You know, the Lions are the much ballyhooed champion. Now, again, I'm not saying the Tigers. I'm done doubting it. I stopped doubting this team 3 weeks ago. They might just win the whole damn thing with Tom Berenger as their catcher. Fine. The Tigers are the expected. Uh-huh. Or excuse me, the Lions are the expected. The Tigers are the hope. So, therefore, yeah, tonight, Rico, I absolutely could see Seattle winning.
Yeah, and because I don't think people realize it's the call. Seattle's won the last 6 in a row. They've come to Detroit and just keep winning, whether it's overtime or regulation. They just make the plays. Geno Smith has been a problem.
There it is. I blame you because you love Geno Smith. You love him.
No, I just think that you called him trash too soon, and I'm like, no. He's gonna. It's just like that. What do you call Darnold, the redheaded stepchild or whatever?
Oh, soulless ginger.
Yeah. I look at this, and this is a Seattle team that could be undefeated at the quarter turn. They would have the tiebreaker over you, and they're a team that you're probably going to see again. I think but a lot of Lions fans just kind of are feeling themselves off of last year and are just saying, oh, you know what, we're going to make it at least back to the NFC title game. I'm not really concerned or caring about the regular season right now. We'll pick that up later, and I'm going to tell you, biggest mistake that you can do is something like that, because these games count. These are the games that when you're wondering, why are we playing in cold weather city in the playoffs? Well, revert back to losing to Tampa, and if you lose tonight, losing to Seattle.
How about this? Do you want to be 2-2 and out of the bye, 3 of your next 4 are on the road against playoff teams? You will be at Dallas, at Minnesota, and at Green Bay. Yeah, you know what? You best win, unless you think you're sweeping the board, because the reality is home field advantage is going to take 12 or 13 wins. You don't want to be using up your free squares, so to speak, before the calendar hits October. So I'm nervous about tonight. And again, it's based on the league. Look around. Go to Ben, 97.1. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I'm more focused on the Detroit Lions because their offense has looked consistently flat in the second half of each game this season.
Yeah.
Continuing a concerning trend from last year under Ben Johnson. And on top of that, the injuries to Marcus Davenport, Derek Barnes, and Melifonwu have raised concerns that I don't think have been elevated yet on the defense.
How about Brian Branch not playing tonight?
Exactly. Like, is that illness actually an illness, or is it a lingering concussion-like symptoms? But regardless, on the Tigers, they needed an epic collapse from the Minnesota Twins to reach the postseason. They're young, scrappy, with no major expectations. I also have an intriguing question I want to ask both of you. For an in-game manager, would you rather have A.J. Hinch at the helm or Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson to make in-game adjustments?
A.J. Hinch.
Yeah.
You don't need to hang up. I can just answer while you're here. A.J. Hinch. A.J. Hinch should be manager of the year in baseball. It's not even a question. He was handed nothing.
Yeah.
And he has spun a gem. I'd go A.J.
I would go A.J. as well, only because Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell in the third quarter have yet to really show me they can make the adjustments. They've come out and they're flat to start off the second half of games and, you know, struggling to barely crack 20 points. Whereas A.J., yeah, he's finding ways of getting it done.
Rico, they're flat like the listeners. They're flat. Listen, we have a couple of calls, and that's fine. I'm telling you, I feel like I have misjudged the audience. There's almost a sense of entitlement with the Lions.
That's the word, Mike. That's the word I've been trying to realize what it was. It is. You are America's darling. Everybody's told you how pretty you are. It's only week 4. What does it matter if we lose or win? It's week 4. We're winning the Super Bowl anyway.
Because I would have already looked at 2 home losses, 3 of your next 4 on the road against playoff teams. And by the way, the only 2 decent teams you've played, you've lost to. Mm-hmm. That's how I would view it. The Tigers, I can't put pressure on this crew. What they have done, this is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What they have done has been cosmic. There's no pressure on them. Go play.
But maybe it's just in Dan Campbell and Jared Goff we trust. And
really, half the town doesn't like Goff.
Oh, please, man, they chant his name.
Well, then why do we continue to get the calls knocking the guy?
I think that's just the minority of saying they want the mobile. That's the mobile QB crowd, Mike. That's going to forever say, yeah.
Okay, 248-539-9797. We'll get with more of the people. I know we can get to the ticket text. But, guys, look, if you want to rap about the Tigers, I'll do it. And if you think I'm misguided, that my focus is on Monday Night Football tonight, that I'm nervous about this game tonight, that I do file it as a must-win, not in this issue of, oh, if you lose, the season's over, but it's like I play percentages. It's why I was a skeptic at the start of the Tigers' playoff run. When you have a 0.2% chance at something in life, don't ask me to be optimistic about it. Well, the same thing here is, if you're multiple games behind after the first 4 games, or 3 games behind the team you're facing tonight for home field advantage, with 3 of your next 4 on the road, you're damn right I qualify that as a must win. If you want to deliver on the expectations that have been placed upon you. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people next.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.